So, I can't not boo about Cataclysm. I can't not boo about Cinematic. I love it. Oh, it's shiny. So, yeah, basically, there was a football game in the States earlier this evening where Blizzard announced a couple of days ago that they were going to show off the TV spot for Cataclysm. They're also going to be showing it on ITV1 at about, like, 8:30 or something on the 20th, so on Wednesday, in between a football game between, I think, Manchester and Inter Milan. I don't follow football and I don't watch TV, so, you know. Anyway, the upshot from this really quite cool 30-second TV spot was that they released the entire cinematic, which surprised me because I had it pegged for BlizzCon. I mean, you know, they're going to have, like, I don't know, the opening ceremony, and that's normally the traditional time. Excuse me, for these kind of things. It looks awesome. Basically, it's not following in line of the original two cinematics. It's focusing solely on Deathwing. We don't get to see any of the races, except for a very large goblin. And it's really, really impressive. Basically, Deathwing's pissed because he's in the middle of having very large metal plates stabbed into his scales, which, you know, understandably, he's got to hurt. And he's basically sort of moving around a lot in Deepholm, which is causing Azeroth to start shaking. And then you actually get to see him explode out into Azeroth. And it's like, bye, Barons. You know, bye, sort of Booty Bay. Yeah, giant, huge sort of tsunami going to take over the Thousand Needles. And it's just like, wow, cool. Basically, he's kind of flying around. And the weird thing is, despite the flying, he seems to have more of a thing for kicking the Alliance's ass than the Horde. We get to see Thousand Needle, which is Horde territory. But apart from that, it's Orbedain and Booty Bay. Orbedain's Alliance, Night Elf specifically. Booty Bay is neutral. There was Barons, which, okay, is kind of Horde, but also sort of neutral. And then there was Stormwind. He lands in Stormwind and it's like high stomp. And that kind of explains the reason why the two pillars above the Valley of Heroes is basically shattered and scorched and black. Because he's got giant, huge Deathwing feet paws on them. But it really is quite awesome. The music is very kind of, it's not as memorable as previous ones. But Deathwing himself is like, wow, he's huge. He's huge, he's gigantic, and he's menacing, and he's scary, and my god, Ghostcrawler is right. He's ginormous. Oh, I can't wait to kick his ass. And unfortunately, that came out about the same time that we were trying to do Halion, and it's like, cinematic. Oh, yes, Halion, okay. But yeah, it was really quite impressive. giant dragon, oh. But I'm kind of disappointed because I haven't got really anything to look forward to for BlizzCon now. You know, I'm assuming there might be a Diablo announcement. I can't see them, I don't know, I can't see them announcing Diablo 3 yet. There's a small chance, but not a big one. I can't see them talking about StarCraft 2 either, given the game has just come out. And it's not quite expansion time yet. So I'm not quite sure. Either way, oh my god, that's bloody awesome! Oh, Cataclysm, yay! So, not too long now. Just over, sort of, I think 6 weeks. Until, maybe 7 weeks until it hits. That's not bad, not a long time. Plenty to go. Ooh. Ooh, sorry, I'm going to stop you right now. Right, I'm going to bed now. Night.